This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The one and only, Joy 94.9. 31 years we have been on air. I'm Macca. My guest host today is Senator Dean Smith, Liberal from WA, and whilst we are doing some Mardi Gras broadcasting tonight, pride in our community takes place all over Australia all the time, and particularly, Dean, we've been having a bit of a chat about WA. Who are we speaking to next?
We are going to speak with the founder of Broom Pride, Lucy. Just by way of background, you know, as a senator for Western Australia, you know, it's important I travel across the whole state. So I spend a lot of my time across the Kimberley and Pilbara region, as well as the Great Southern, which is the home of Albany. So I thought it would be really interesting to
go up to the top.
Go right to the top, you know, share it around, so to speak. But, you know, Broome is the largest town, 14,000 people in the Kimberley region of WA. Kununurra, Horse Creek, Derby, very, very small communities. Very, very large Indigenous population, the home of the Yuru people. So it'd be very interesting to hear from Lucy to hear what is planned tonight and the next few days in Broome.
G'day, Lucy. How are you?
Good morning. Probably a little bit dusty after last night's cabaret, but we've survived.
Oh, well, you know, it's only quarter to nine there, so...
Yeah, I wish I had the other 3 hours.
It'd be pretty good. Broome is, and I've actually been to Broome a few times in my life, and my sister lived there at one point many, many years ago. Broome is perhaps one of, if not the most multicultural place in Western Australia, if not Australia, and that's one of its charms, isn't it?
Absolutely. I remember coming here. I'm from Sydney originally, and I came here to do a 12-month contract back in early 2009, and I forgot to go back to Sydney, so it's certainly become my home. But I'd never been to WA before, let alone Broome. So to be quite honest, having been quite active in the Sydney community, and you're coming over to what the perceptions are of a regional remote town, I thought I'd be tarred and feathered by midnight, you know, and I jumped off that plane and... It was just the most surreal experience of being hugged with two hands, so to speak, by the Kimberley, and hence I've never left the town. So it's certainly not what the perception would be of regional and remote towns, and certainly in the last 10 years of Broome Pride, the social change that has occurred here is... why we do what we do. It's phenomenal. It's my place of choice to live.
Lucy, give us a sense of what's involved in Broome Pride. So obviously, big night last night.
Yeah,
sounds
night.
Like it was very exciting.
We're looking bit of Terps and Tucker.
Looking forward to seeing some of the pictures on Facebook, etc. Give us a sense, you know, what's involved in Broome Pride and how might it have sort of, you know, particular Kimberley characteristics?
Okay, well, we started our Pride events last week. We run over about a 10-day period, but we try and cater for the entire community. So we actually were privileged enough to take our Pride event onto the largest remote Indigenous community in the Kimberley, which is Bidjedanga. And we had Toots from Freedom Academy, who is the national hip-hop dance champion. He delivered some hip-hop dance workshops for the kids, so that's where it started. Then we brought him into Broome, where he delivered another three workshops. On the back of that, we are totally self-funding business model, and with the support of the local business, we receive no funding from either Shire, state or federal government, so it's purely a business model. So local businesses, for instance, Matzo's Brewery, Moontide Distillery. Moontide, we did a gin distilling masterclass. We've done things in the last week. We did put on a seniors event, which was a free afternoon tea, screening of Priscilla Queen of the Desert. That moved into... Oh, where do you start with the event? So many. We did our 10th one last night.
Was that at the outdoor... Was that at the outdoor cinema?
No, last night's cabaret, with two nights because we sell out.
Oh.
So we've had to do it two nights. That's at the Broome Civic Centre.
Okay.
It's nice and air-conditioned.
Yes.
And it's full stage shows. Yeah, 3 hours worth. Yeah, we can't have them sweating too much. But so that was Thursday and Friday evening. But on Wednesday evening at the iconic Roebuck Bay Hotel, which is, you know, known as the, you know, the skimpy bar and whatnot. But they have walked beside us since day one, and we did the big fact hunt. Yes, it's the big fact hunt. It was a massive quiz night. We're over 300 participants there.
I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, on the surface of it, we can look at regional towns and communities and think that they're not as safe, they're not an inviting people place for our community. But in actual fact, when you scratch the surface, you see a lot of support. You see a lot of support, and certainly many of my friends have sort of headed up to Broome. But are you seeing lots of interstate visitors? Do people think, you know what, I've done Sydney so many times, I'm going to give Broome a try?
We actually do, which has been surprising. We get a lot coming across from the Northern Territory. We do get people coming from either Sydney or Queensland. They want the alternative, and many coming up all around WA. And people travelling in from, you know, remote community, you know, teachers and whatnot from Fitzroy, Balgo, Kununurra. We had some heart palpitations, shall we say, with the QantasLink pilot strike. You know, we've managed to get everyone...
Just to remind people, it's 2,000 kilometres from Perth. It's a very long and lonely drive.
Yep. Yes, it is. I was going to ask Lucy... Go on. Please.
No, I was going to say, I think our Paul Morrell, our DJ that was flown in from London, his perspective on it, well, what if, because his connecting flight was affected, he goes, well, I could always get a car and just drive. How far is it? God love him, but he did arrive last night, so it's all good.
Well, that's worth reminding people that, you know, that Broome Pride Broome Pride draws international DJs. You heard it first on Saturday Magazine. That's great.
And I was going to say, Lucy, you know, to do this event, it's in its 10th year, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That's a great birthday to have. And the involvement, not just of the LGBTQIA plus community, but all the community of Broome, you know, every culture, you know, every nationality, every belief, you know, that's really, really important. Broome's got a very fine history in that area. Must feel pretty good to be able to put a Pride Festival on, but in a place like Broome to change so many perceptions.
Look, when I came here, that was the idea. I'm just a bit of an old person, but my belief is in order to achieve true equality, we need to become one community. And I think Broome captures that perfectly over the years. And I'm not saying that we haven't had hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
This happens no matter where you are. But I can honestly say, hand on heart, Broome is like nowhere else. In regards to where you think, like in Sydney, you think it's like the gay mecca of the world and we're all safe there. Here, it's just on another level. No matter where you go in life, you will always face diversity, rejection to any sort of diversity. But here it's actually silenced by the majority.
Yes.
So you rarely get that. And that's the beauty of this town. I remember... when we first had our social media, and you always get those, you know, handful of keyboard warriors. And that used to be, you know, taxing on the soul when you would have to address that with your pride hat on and remain professional, and inside you were screaming like, this is what I really want to say. But now you can sit back and the rest of the community
gets into them.
Pretty much gives them a cyber slap. It's like, boom, off you go. And even, you know, bring notice boards and whatnot, they get there and they're like, no, we don't tolerate that on our notice board, you're banned.
Yeah.
That is where you've achieved social change. When you look at participation in the events, people from all cultures, all backgrounds, but just coming together, knowing and accepting that this is a pride event and they celebrate alongside you. And it's not just for the dance party. It's not just for a cabaret. all year round. If you walk through the streets or in the shopping centres here now, we have a thing we started 4 years ago. 4 years ago, called Frock Your Shop, and it's a competition for the shopkeepers. And now it's this massive competition where they've all got to have the best decked out shop in pride colours. And it's just great. I mean, the community gets behind it, and they're voting for their best shop. This is what it's that visibility.
Well, Lucy,
when you look at the planes that have landed,
We are really excited for you and the whole Broome community. Congratulations on what Darren from Albany called, the endurance, which is a great West Australian trait. But we really do value the great work that you and others are doing around the country to make every part of Australia a safe and inclusive place for people to live and work and grow up. So congratulations to you. And is there the dance party tonight? Because it's a long weekend in Western Australia this weekend. So is the dance party tonight or Sunday?
The dance party's tonight. Sunday's the boat party.
Oh, there we go. Well, we hope you get a little bit of an afternoon nap so you're nice and sprightly for tonight as well. Best wishes.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
And thanks so much, Lucy. Thanks for your work. Have a great night. Have a nap this afternoon. I think you might need it before you get out on the dance floor.
Definitely will need it. Thanks,
very best wishes.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. I'm going to stop talking just for a moment. I know that'll be a shock to people. We've got a quick message, then I'll come back to say our cheerios and to thank my guests. Stay with us. Indeed. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I want to thank all the people who've messaged in today, and there was a lot of them. I want to thank our guests, Green Senator Janet Rice joined us on the phone, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne. We had a good old chinwag with Sally about some good stuff that's happening. Darren Moore, a farmer, but also the Treasurer of Albany Pride, and that was good. Senator Louise Pratt, Labor Senator from WA, who's retiring next year. And Lucy Falcoccio, founder of Broome Pride. And a number of these guests came to us because my co-host and inquisitor, Senator Dean Smith, joined us in the studio. And we were trying to get Dean with another senator from, not from the government side, but the other side. They all went missing in action. But
I'm sure they'll be back.
I'm sure they'll be back. So how was it, Dean?
It was great. Delighted to be able to bring a little bit of Western Australia to Saturday Magazine.
And Dean and I are going to lobby the ABC. We want them to do a series on the Greens. I don't know. It was called Nemesis for the Liberals. What was the Labor one called?
I don't know, actually. Perhaps we could call this one Out on a Limb.
Yes. No.
How? Greens, trees.
You know. Trees, root rot.
That's a bit too lateral, perhaps.
So, look, thanks for making the time to come in. And also, I won't name them and ruin their reputations on air. Two of the people from your office who also joined us got up early.
Hugo and
thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.